Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, October the 5th of 2016. And the time is 12:20. It's a little after 12 Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have a very important show. Do apologize for the late start. As you guys know, for the rest of this week, actually, the start times is going to be off. I'm scheduling it for 12. I may schedule it for 12:30. When you are, again, I'm in a training class, and so I'm not sure when the trainer is going to release us. And so it's scheduled to start, get out by 12. And so that is the reason for the late start. So I do apologize. One good thing, it is recorded, so you can always come back and listen to the show at a later date or at your convenience, when it's more convenient for you. But again, we want to try to at least put some information out. That's why I'm continuing. I thought about not even doing shows during this week, but I just know how, you know, the shows are beneficial to not only myself, but also a lot of other listeners. And today's show is no different. We are continuing with the theme of the foundational messages that's needed for Christ consciousness. So there is a foundation, or there are foundational messages that are very valuable to you to understand and understand this ideal that we call Christ consciousness. So Christ consciousness, my brothers and sisters, is basically love consciousness. Christ consciousness is the ability to know. Today's show basically is very, very important. So we'll do it in two parts. We'll do a short show today, and we'll do another part tomorrow since we started late. Basically, what you know is what you are knowing. What you are knowing is what you are known for. So the less you know, the less you grow. So you are known by what you know. So you are a knower. This knower allows you to have knowing. This knowing allows you to be known. So if you don't know nothing, you are not going to be known. In fact, if you don't know anything, like what do you know? What is know? When you know something, that means that you know something. That means that you have a belief, and this belief was backed up by some facts, and these facts have resulted in some fruit, so therefore I know it. So what you know is the result of what you started off with a thought. This thought hopefully was followed up by some experience and some information and some knowledge that makes the belief fact. So knowing is things that are factual for your perception. Now, brothers and sisters, this is so important because knowing is magnetic. Thinking, let me say that again. This is extremely important for the testimonies of your people. Knowing is magnetic. Let me say that again. What you know is a magnet. If you don't know nothing, then you can't attract nothing because knowing is a magnet. The more you know, the more magnetic. The deeper you understand something, the deeper you know something, the more powerful the magnet. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. We'll probably discuss this again in my group class later on tonight. Because out of everything that we talk about when it comes to consciousness, what made Christ so effective was Christ knew something that you didn't know and that you still don't know. Because if we knew, now we believe, but we don't know. We believe in Jesus Christ, but we don't know Jesus Christ. Or we don't know Yahushua the HaMashiach. You believe that eating healthy is good for you, but you don't know. You don't know. The reason that you don't know because you're not doing it. You believe that, you know, saving money is a good idea, but you don't know saving money is a good idea because, see, you do what you know. Because what you know, you draw to yourself. There's no such thing as the law of attraction. There is the law of knowing. Because knowing is magnetism. Thinking is electric. Thinking allows you to elect what you know. Thinking is like shopping. When you have thoughts, these thoughts coming to your head, when you go shopping, you are selecting the items to place inside your basket. When you are thinking, you are selecting the thoughts to place inside your knower. And whatever is placed inside your heart is what you draw into your life. So thinking is electric. Knowing is magnetic. Thinking is electric. Knowing is magnetic. Knowing what you know is a magnet. What you know is a magnet. What you know is a magnet. The word magnet means magic net. What you know is a magic net. What you know, but the problem is you don't know nothing. Well, let me speak to myself. The problem is I don't know nothing. Because if I knew something, I would have a net to capture something. Let me say that again. What you know is a magnet. Let me say that again. This is, man, this is so important. I don't even know the words to use, which explains why the late start. Every time there's a very, very important message, there's always possibly something, you know, some issues. So let me rephrase, let me restate, let me make sure you understand, because we want to take our time with this message, because this message is one of the most important messages. I say that so much because to me, man, all of these messages are life-changing messages, because this has allowed me to get to my current state of knowing. I should be further down the knowing trail, and I want to go further down the knowledge trail, the knowing trail. And the only way to do that is for me to solidify what I know. You see, brother, knowing in your heart, not your head, is the most powerful thing that you can do. Because what you know unlocks all of the material universe. It allows you to materially manifest things in your life. What you know in your heart, not your head. What you know in your heart, not your head. What you know in your heart, not your head, unlocks material manifestation. All actions spring forth from what you know. All actions spring forth from what you know. All actions spring forth from what you know. If there is no action, there is no knowledge. There's no knowing. Knowing is a marriage between a negative or two opposites. That old phrase that saying opposites attract is true. When two opposite polarities come together and mate, a couple or couple is a sexual term. So when a positive and a negative come together, it produces mass or matter. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. If two positives come together, nothing happens. If two negatives come together, nothing happens. If it doesn't challenge you, it will not change you. Somebody that is the opposite of you is what you need in order for matter or mass to materialize. King Solomon, before he was king, asked for wisdom. God sent him the opposite of wisdom. God always sends you, the universe always sends you the opposite of the thing that you want, so that way you can work through the process of obtaining that thing. I'm purposely speaking slowly today because I won't have no emotion. I don't want to do a lot of yelling and screaming because I need you to really think and know what I'm saying. Thinking is electric or selection. Knowing is magnetic or production. Thinking is selection. Knowing is production. Thinking is selection. Knowing is production. Thinking is election or selection. So you can think all you want. Ain't shiznit going to happen. You're just going to be a very intelligent person. I'm one of those people. I do a lot of thinking. But I don't know nothing. I think a lot of stuff, but I don't know enough stuff. Let me put it that way. I know a lot of shizness. But I need to know. And what I know, I need to know on a deeper level. Because if I knew wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships on a deeper level, I would draw those things into my life on a greater scale. The scale that I'm at is pretty good, but I'm trying to go to another level. I'm trying to get out of this box, of this scale. I'm trying to scale. I'm trying to increase. I'm trying to outgrow my existing reality. How about you? Are you, if you are satisfied, and I'm satisfied, if you are content, and I am content, if you are happy, and I am happy, then you're good. So what's the problem? The problem is I'm not like Christ. That's the problem. You see, when I compare myself to the world, I'm good. Compare myself to Christ, that's the standard. We're talking about Christ consciousness. We're talking about wave consciousness. The problem is nobody's talking about love consciousness. The principle of love, and I'm going to close with this, and we'll continue tomorrow. Love, the principle of love, the principle of Christ consciousness is this. Please write this down. This will transform your life forever. Please. Please write this down. Love. Love. What is God? What is God? God is a giver. You are the receiver. Please write that down. God is the giver. We want to be God, you got to be a giver. You want to be in love, you got to be in giving. Please write this down. Love, brother. Love, our sister, is the desire to give. Period. Point blank. Drop the mic. Exit stage left. Let me make sure, as I pick up the mic again and walk back on the stage, that you understand before I drop the mic and exit. This is one of the most important statements that I ever heard when I heard this statement. When I first heard this statement, I couldn't wrap my brain around it. You're probably struggling right now as I speak. Are you struggling with the statement? Let me make the statement again. So you in love, right? Are you in love? I don't think so. How much have you given? How much have you given? Oh, you started off in love and then something happened and you stopped, right? Yeah, I did that too. You see, I love you for a little while, but as soon as you piss me off, I'ma stop giving. You ain't getting nothing from me. Why? Because you pissed me off. That's not unconditional. That's not in Christ. That's why I'm not on a bigger scale. That's why I'm not on a bigger stage. Biblical, spiritual stage. I'm not talking about this worldly crap. Anybody can go out and do what, you know, the world is doing. But we're talking about Christ consciousness. We're talking about wave consciousness. We're talking about doing what Yahushua did. How many people are doing that? Yeah, how many people are raising the dead? How many people are walking on water? How many people are transfiguring themselves? How many people are oscillating and vibrating in true love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control? How many people do you know that have the fruit of the Spirit? I know none, myself included. I'm not there yet. That's my goal, but I'm not there. How many people do you know that will give to you unconditionally? How many people do you know? I don't know one person. Do you know anybody? I don't know nobody. Okay, go ask somebody for something tomorrow, and then keep it in action for something else. People tell me all the time, well, you know, brother, how many times? Well, the Bible says, how many times should you should give? The Bible says 7 times 70. Now, I'm not there yet, so I'm not trying to tell you to do this. I ain't even doing it. Nobody's doing it. That's the problem. We're talking about living according to the standard, brother. We're talking about living according to the standard. So this is the foundation of the standard. Now, I know this is contrary to your belief. Trust me. It's contrary to my belief, too. But if I say that I'm a man of God, or I'm aspiring to be, or I want to be like Christ-like, if I make that statement, this is the standard. Don't make this statement. Don't walk around calling yourself a man or a woman of God, because that means you're a man or a woman of unconditional love. That doesn't exist on the planet. I'm trying to bring it back. Will you join me? My brothers, my sisters, we'll pick up this tomorrow with part two of knowing and known. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. And don't forget, please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The offer for the 40 shows, the 40 hours, we'll make 40 for 40. We said $50 yesterday. Let's do this. 40 shows for about the foundation of Christ consciousness, including this show. 40 shows, $50. Please make the donation at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. That link again, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation to make the donation. For more information about the 40 shows or what's included, these are the 40 foundational messages in order to establish what we call wave consciousness or Christ consciousness, quantum consciousness. Please email me for more information, masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. God bless you.